Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. October is the month of the Rosary. I thought I'd bring you a musical meditation on the second mystery of light. That's with our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
That was Wedding Day at Trollhättan, one of the lyric pieces for solo piano by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. It captures something of the atmosphere of a country wedding, with church bells chiming in the background. I'd like to play you another extract from this piece at the end of the programme, but for now I want to talk about another wedding celebration, not in Norway, but at Cana in Galilee. Jesus was there with his mother and his disciples. It's the second of the mysteries of light, and St. John tells us it was the first of the signs that revealed our Lord's glory to his disciples. The story is well known. There wasn't enough wine. It must have been hugely embarrassing for the hosts. It's what here in Italy we call brutta figura. Mary took Jesus to one side and told him. His first reaction was to say his hour had not yet come, the hour when his glory would be fully revealed through his death and resurrection. But he came to the rescue all the same. He sent the servants to fill 6 stone jars with water and take them to the steward. When the steward tasted the water, it had turned to wine. The steward then said to the bridegroom, "You have kept the best wine until now." There's a tradition in the church which links this mystery with our Lord's baptism in the Jordan and with the Epiphany. Each of these events is a moment of revelation when Jesus is manifested as the Son of God. Some of the antiphons we use in the liturgy on the Feast of the Epiphany specifically link these 3 mysteries together. Listen to this one. 3 wonders mark this day we celebrate. Today the star led the Magi to the manger. Today water was changed into wine at the marriage feast. Today Christ desired to be baptized by John in the River Jordan to bring us salvation. Perhaps it isn't immediately obvious that the 3 mysteries are linked together. On the surface, they seem like 3 quite different stories from our Lord's life. But there's a deeper meaning to them, and it's brought out in another of the antiphons for the Feast of the Epiphany. today the Church has been joined to her heavenly Bridegroom, since Christ has purified her of her sins in the River Jordan. The Magi hasten to the royal wedding and offer gifts. The wedding guests rejoice, since Christ has changed water into wine. Now we begin to see the connection. All three are variations on the theme of the wedding feast. And here we're talking about the wedding feast of the Lamb, when Christ the Bridegroom is united to his bride, the Church. At the marriage feast of Cana, Jesus changed water into wine. At his baptism in the Jordan, he purified us of our sins so that we could be changed from our sinful state to become his heavenly bride, radiant with his glory. Through Christ, we are brought from death to life.
And you were listening there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.